Welcome, welcome to the first episode of Mini. This is Low Key and Local with your boy Big Trey. I'm bringing you all the music that you should have heard but probably didn't. Too much commercial and mainstream. I'm going to bring you what you need to hear. That new-ish. But real quick, before we get into it, I got to play my man Kodak. I got to get y'all started on a good note. RIP X, let's get it. I swear, that song will always bang. That joint, that's a classic. It ain't been out for that long, but I'm calling it a classic. Free my guy Kodak out the jam too. Listen, real quick, before I go any further, I want to give a big shout out to all my underground artists out there, all my artists that's trying to get on. I'm here for you. I support you if nobody else does. I'll put you on the podcast. I'll play your music. I'll bass your music. I'll buy your music. I'm all about supporting people that want to live their dreams and true to themselves. Also can respect y'all for being an artist and, you know, doing what you love and, you know, perfecting your craft. I love it. I love everything about underground artists, man. And that's my segue into the next point. I got two artists coming up. I don't know. They might not be underground. They're definitely on the come up. You'll hear about them coming up shortly. I got two names for you. Octavian and Omar Apollo. I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm gonna play their songs. One of them bang. The other one is so silky smooth like cream of wheat. Let's get into it. Hey, listen. I told y'all. Them two artists right there, be on the lookout coming up. I'm telling you, within the next couple weeks, months, they're definitely going to blow up. But like I said, man, this is a sort of an introduction to my podcast. That's kind of a taste of what it'll be like, kind of shedding light to artists that might not get that much recognition. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm still into big artists. I mean, J. Cole, Kendrick, those names like that. I still listen to music. It's just, I kind of like to veer off a little bit and do my research, do my homework, find out what's out there that I might not be looking into or I might be missing. You know, I'm all about finding music and finding something that is attached toward me. So that's kind of what I'm doing. Real quick, man, I also want to give another shout out. A shout out to myself. Nah, but seriously, man, I got some more music for you coming up. Let's see. What do I want to hear? Better yet, you know what? I'm going to pull out my guy Future. He just dropped a song called 31 Days. And if you ain't bopping or rocking to it, you crazy. Beat is crazy. Flow is ridiculous. I'm going to just play it and watch you start dancing. Try to get late. Been 31 days. That's what I hear half the time I hear Future. But I dance to it, so it's all right. Man, I think I should become a rapper. I think I got enough thoughts in my head that I could flow it. And if somebody just gave me a crazy beat, I might be able to go platinum. I don't know, man. A day is a SoundCloud and the internet. Ridiculous. Alert, 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 alert. Alert, 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 alert. Alert, 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 alert. I think I need to trademark that. Listen, guys, I don't think I told y'all where I was from. I think that's kind of important for people to know. Before we go any further, I'm originally from Erie, Pennsylvania, 814 to Foe, 23rd and East Ave. I rep my set, you know, I'm a fake gangster. You know, I'm really not about that life, but you know, it's cool to kind of, you know, seem like that. But yeah, anyways, speaking of Erie, one of my friends here from Erie, they do music. They actually just dropped a project a couple days ago, called Eight the City. It's my guy Dwayne. My guy Dwayne, man, he's been doing a lot in the music scene lately. He's just been grinding, man. I got him as a friend on Facebook. He's been putting in work. I've been seeing him doing shows. We got something called Basement Transmissions. He's in there going hard. And then, you know, some of the music he listened to, I'm like, man, he's definitely got that ear for it. I kid you not, he put out the project. I listened to it. I'm like, that's it. That's it for real. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm about to play it. I'm gonna play a couple songs off of here for y'all just so y'all can hear it. Show my man some love too. I'm gonna put in the next In the next little clip here, I'm going to shout him out. Group Ate the City, him and his guy Anthony. I'm going to put out all the stuff for him just so you guys can follow him. But no, really listen to these songs, man. These is dope. Check it out. Y'all hear that quality? Y'all hear that sound? Y'all hear that vibe? That's coming out of my city, Erie, PA. Let's get it. Listen, let me give y'all the social medias for both of them real quick, Anthony and Dwayne. You can follow them on Instagram. Dwayne's is Papa_Grizz8. That's P-A-P-A underscore G-R-I-Z-Z, the number 8. Go follow Dwayne, man. Also, go follow this guy, Anthony. Yo, listen, Instagram, AR_8TheCity. That's AR_8, T-H-E-C-I-T-Y. Go follow him. Go show him some love, man. Listen, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to give that promotion to artists who deserve it, artists that need it, artists from my city. There's so many artists coming out of Erie, PA right now that I'm sort of excited about the music scene. You got so many people, man. I just want to dive all into it, man, and give it all to you. I got to go do my homework, do my research, get everything set up, and I'm going to put it out to y'all. But in the meantime, you know we here. You know we here. You know we here, dog. Yeah, what we here for, giving y'all them hits, dog. See, that's why I couldn't be a rapper. I can't even freestyle. I can't freestyle at all, man. But listen, my guy Wiz Khalifa dropped Rolling Papers 2 this week. Now, I really haven't been listening to Wiz since, I don't even know, man. What was my favorite project from him? It was probably Cabin Fever. That was my favorite project. It just banged, and I kind of got away from Wiz Khalifa. I also like Deal or No Deal, his first or second album. But like I said, he just dropped out Rolling Papers 2. He got one of my favorite songs, man. It's a smooth joint. I just like it. Sway Lee killed it. Sway Lee killed all the songs he do, to be honest. It's called Hopeless Romantic. I'm going to play it for y'all right now. Just vibe out. Just vibe out, rock to it. Let's get it, boy. My night turns into morning all the time. He's so tough. That's it for the first episode. I wanted to end it on a good note. I wanted to end it on a smooth note. And I wanted to end it on a way that I could continue. I appreciate everybody who listened to this. Don't let this be your only episode. I want to grow. I want everyone to enjoy it. I want all the artists to look at me as someone they can come to. I want to just be there for all of my artists, musically, visually, spiritually. I love music. Music is a part of me. It's something that I've always just loved so much. Just the way sounds can go, the new ideas people create, the visuals, the fashion that goes along with it. Just the whole entire wave of music is something I love. But I will be back. I will have another episode. We'll be rocking and vibing and doing the damn thing. You know what? I think my next episode is going to be all trap, all Zaytoven, Gucci, Migos, Rich the Kid, all that. I'm just going to get real grimy with y'all next episode. We're just going to rock out, man. We're going to rock out like we kingpins of the block, man. But seriously, thanks for watching. What am I talking about? Thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget, Big Trey is here to stay. I'm signing out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.